Okay, guys, a lot going on, so we'll hit it and get it.
Is this kind of makeup for yesterday, or was this your originally planned kind of practice?
No, we originally planned to go yesterday and today, but listen to the weatherman.
So this would have been a walkthrough otherwise, or?
No, we were gonna practice. Okay. Yeah.
How'd that the procedure go?
Good. Yeah. Successful. I did. Davin's a mature guy. Yeah, he is. He's ready to get on the rehab and help continue to lead our team and all those things.
I know you talked a little bit the other day about next man up and moving on, and you're the head coach, and you have to say that. But you know what he means in that locker room too. Talk about his intangibles.
Well, you hit on the head. He's a leader. He may be the leader, but in sports, that's part of sports, right? And whether they're leaders or whether they're fit man number 53, you got to move forward, and you mourn it, and then you move forward, and that's the only thing you can do. Otherwise, someone else will get hurt. You won't play well. You'll have issues. You got to move forward. So that's what we're doing, and he'll be part of the moving forward because he's going to be here. He's going to be helping out. He's going to be doing everything he can, in addition to getting his rehab.
Greg, anything new with Mason Foster and his hamstring?
He's getting better. Hopefully it can become a non-issue sometime in the near future.
Will he play an opening day, or is he going to play tomorrow?
He's not going to play tomorrow. Will he play opening day? I'm not sure. I hope so.
How about Claiborne? Correct.
Claiborne will be okay. He needs a couple days, but he'll be okay.
You expect him for Carolina, though?
I do expect him.
And McCoy?
McCoy practiced today.
When we had our little peek out there, I think we saw Meredith playing a little guard, I believe. Has he played guard before? Is that something you're looking at?
We're looking at a bunch of guys at guard. We'll do that tonight. We're going to have different guys in there, Hardman, Larson, Meredith. We're going to play a bunch of guys at guard, and then we'll make use of that film, and part of our evaluation process. We got time right now. We have time to before we have to make a final decision, so we're going to utilize that time.
So Larson takes some snaps at center. He was, I guess, your backup center. What if he's your guard, who's your backup center?
Well, we'll have a lot of different permutations. Before we get to ifs and buts, we'll figure that out. But, he doesn't forget how to snap even if he lines up at guard, so he's flexible. Position flexibility in this league is more important than any other level, because you go into a game with seven offensive linemen, the guy better be able to do multiple things. So that's what we have, fortunately.
Can we talk a little bit about what you've seen from Tlaib? I mean, he's got since he's been here, he's clearly had Pro Bowl potential. I mean, do you like what you see from this guy, focus wise and everything?
I do. Since we've arrived, he's done everything I've asked. He's worked hard in the off season. He's worked hard in training camp. Unfortunately, he tweaked that hamstring, which kept him out of some practice. But even when he was out, he worked very, very hard with our strength and conditioning staff and in the meeting room. So, I'm pleased. And, I think he's going to have to be a big, big part of our defense. Those two corners, he and Eric Wright, are critical to the success of the overall unit.
Are you pleased with the secondary? How's it looked so far?
We've done some good things. We've had our moments as well. I think that's what preseason's about. I think the secondary can play well. If they'll do the preparation and practice the way I think they're going to, they have a chance to be good.
This is kind of new for you, what you're going to go through the next few days with these roster cutdowns, and it's pretty dramatic from 90 to 53. What's your experience been so far having to go through this and facing what you're facing in the next few days, having not done this before as a head coach?
Well, I haven't done it as a head coach, but I've had my players at my position be cut. And, there's nothing fun about it. There's nothing happy about it, but it's part of the business. It's part of pro football. And I think everybody understands that when they get into it. And I've been very clear that we have to find the best 53 guys for the Buccaneers. And that may not be the best 53 guys for some other team, but the best for this team. And I've made it clear what my expectations were and what the criteria were to be part of that 53. And, what you do is you take their actions in the building, you take their actions in the walkthrough, actions in practice, what they put on video, and then their actions in the preseason games, and you make decisions. They're not easy, but you make them.
Greg, there's a little bit of a buzz about the Levante David. You're aware of it. Obviously, he's going to start as a rookie. He blitzed extensively Friday. How's he looking in coverage? Overall, how pleased are you with how he's grasping things?
Levante's done a nice job. He's come in here, and he's worked very hard. He's been no nonsense, you know, all business. And, you know, he's secured a starting job at the linebacker position, and I think he's done things well. He's made plays in the preseason. He's got a long way to go. You know, he's just scratching the surface of what he can be. But, you know, I think we drafted him with the thought that he could come in and help, and I'm glad he has so far. So he's an important guy.
Coverage, though.
He looks fine. Yeah, he does his job. You know, that's you wouldn't be playing if he couldn't do everything. You know, that's why rookies usually can't get on the field. They can do one thing, but they can't do the other. And, you know, the coverage part is a little tougher to grasp from a mental standpoint. He's done well.
You made a decision with the depth chart at running back, at least for now. Did you have any discussions with LeGarrette, or just what's his mindset? He knew that there was a position battle going on there. I mean, what's his reaction been to that, if any?
Well, he's disappointed, but he's been great. I mean, he's about this team. He's about us winning. You know, at the very beginning, I sat them both down and told them what the deal was, and they knew it. And I think when you watch the tape, and LeGarrette's a smart guy, and he watches the tape, he sees that he got outperformed, but it doesn't mean that that's it.
Right.
You know, as I've told him, that could go the other way if you outperform him.
Right.
So there's no, you know, we don't hand jobs and sign them over, and, you know, it's always competition around here, continual. And I think Doug's done a great job, and that's why he's got the number one seat, but he's got to work to keep it.
You're going to be very cautious tomorrow night in terms of starters, Greg, overall, generally speaking.
Yeah, we have some different plans. You know, I'm going to let it unfold a little bit, and then, you know, final decisions. I got a whole plane ride up to think about it. But we have some plans right now that
number
I think,
five.
Like number five, you probably won't see number five very much, yeah. It's a risky call right there.
With Jordan Shipley, haven't been here very long, how much of an evaluation do you think you'll have when you have to make these final decisions on a guy like that? I guess he'll play a lot tomorrow then, potentially?
He'll play tomorrow, yeah, and he'll do some things tomorrow. You know, I guess, what is it, a week that we've had him? So we'll have a week of evaluations, you know, and go off what we have, you know, what he's done in this league,
yeah.
You know, pre-surgery, post-surgery, the whole deal, and we'll make a decision. But Jordan's been a fun guy to coach. He's grasped what we're doing pretty well in the short time he's been here. So, like a lot of those decisions, you know. After the game, flying back Thursday and Friday, there's going to be some tough decisions to make. We'll make them and not look back. Thanks, guys.